So you're walking along a nature trail, or riding your skateboard around a park, or eating at Burger King, when all of a sudden, you're attacked by a bear. Holy f***ing You're gonna die. Or not. Luckily, you've watched this video and know exactly what to do in the all-too-likely event of a bear attack. First off, point-blank, talk to the bear.
Are you a dude in a bear costume?
Hey, where'd you get that really awesome bear costume?
Are you tied up and unable to speak inside that very realistic bear costume?
If the bear responds in a language you understand, two scenarios. Your bear is not a bear and your friends suck and you can scream, "Not cool, dude, I'm trying to eat my Whopper, please don't dress up like a bear." Worst case scenario, you somehow have a talking bear on your hands because you did those shrooms earlier and you can't run away. And you're thinking, create a rapport, man, create a rapport! Because you think you can speak bear. But when you try, bear sounds like third-year French, and the bear takes a swing and decapitates you. God, I miss Jeremy. He led a terrific drum circle. But sometimes the shrooms, plus a tent full of Pop-Tarts, plus your girlfriend's ripe tampons, create the perfect storm, and a bear decapitates you. Today, Jeremy, we learn from your mistakes. So if you're not on shrooms, and you're not faced with the Burger King douche in a costume situation, how can you actually truly survive a bear attack? Weapons. Purchase a can of bear spray. Or a spear. Or a larger bear. But most importantly, never run at a bear, never lie to a bear, never tell a bear you think its friend is cute, when in fact the friend is unattractive, because bears can smell lies, and fear, and tampons. Finally, should you ever find yourself face to face with a bear, sans spear, raise your arms, stand on your tippy toes, find its cub and kill it. The mother cannot survive without its child. Chilling, horrible, unproven, but possibly true. Bear survival. Live it, breathe it, understand its nuances. If you're going to be living the Andy Botwin off-the-grid lifestyle, you must embrace the anti-bear nature of wilderness survival, and you will f***ing thank me.